Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1. The Fan and the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Hello. It is Thursday.
What is happening?
Nice little Thursday morning for us.
Look at you with your Prime sweatshirt on over there. Do you believe now?
I've eaten my almonds.
They pulled off a top 25 upset.
You know, weirdly, I kind of thought they would win that game this weekend.
Yeah, not much of an upset there. The point spread was almost a pick'em. I don't think Iowa State's very good.
Probably should have beaten BYU as well.
Probably should have. Could be a much better year. They were right there with Georgia Tech in week two. Mm. Come on, Prime. Get it done.
Now, was he on the sideline for that game? Because I actually didn't watch it.
Didn't watch any
He just had surgery, though.
I know he's going through health stuff again. I did not see a second of that game this weekend. I just saw the final score of that one.
I could be wrong on this. It feels like this is over.
Feels like this is the beginning
like
of
the surgery and the health stuff. Right. Like, let me tee this up. We're going to be maybe 6-6 if we have an okay year.
Go to a bowl game, which, hey, it's Colorado. You should still be happy about that. Let's not forget what Colorado was for 15 years. That's better than the turd sandwich that they were outside of one Mike McIntyre season in which they got to the Pac-12 title.
What's something in your lifetime that you can think of that started out so high and then just completely fell by the wayside and became kind of irrelevant? Because I think you can make a real argument that's kind of what Colorado is this year. Big time buildup. Do you believe now?
Huge. Like 20 million people watching the regular season games.
Fall on their face. Yeah. 4-8. Year two.
What a moment in time.
Heisman winner.
Yeah.
8-4.
Good year.
Dabbled with maybe a Big 12 title game appearance. Didn't quite get there. I don't think anybody watches their games this year.
No, it has totally disappeared. And it's surprising to me, to be honest with you, but I'm just as guilty of it as the general public. I think outside of the Georgia Tech game, but that was like a week one Friday night standalone game, if I'm not wrong. It wasn't like mixed into the Saturday.
I think it
jumble.
Was a Friday night
it
game.
It was like a weeknight game. There's nothing else really on. So that's the reason. Outside of that, I haven't watched a single Colorado game this year. Maybe I've seen highlights here or there, but like they're not in my Rolodex of games in a quad box on a Saturday because they're not relevant in any way, shape, or form.
Mm-hmm.
But it is surprising that the entire country seems to have that same philosophy. Because I would have thought in the first 2 years that it was more Dion than it was Shador and Travis Hunter.
I think it was a combo.
It's definitely a combo now. Well, now those guys are gone.
Yeah.
And clearly Dion doesn't carry the same weight that he did in the first 2 years.
Well, he doesn't have a Shador. He doesn't have a Travis Hunter on his team.
He's not talking S constantly
Jordan
either.
Jordan Seaton ain't filling those ratings.
He's probably hitting the transfer portal in a couple of weeks.
Caden Salter ain't have that buzz.
No,
he's not doing the Roly dance.
There's no buzz anymore. What happened to the buzz? I need Dion to come out and talk some S after a game. Do you believe now?
I think I would equate it to...
It's hard to think of another comp like that because that was such a moment in time. The ratings, if you go back 2 years ago and look, they make no sense. Like, there were 7:30 games on a Saturday.
Make sense.
I know, but like, I'm talking...
You know how people are.
7:30 Pacific kicks against Stanford getting 10 million viewers. Like, that's outrageous.
I mean, Jersey Shore used to get
I know,
crazy
I'm just
ratings.
Saying, 7:30 West Coast kick against a terrible Stanford team getting 10 million people.
Yeah.
That's like more people than watched Oregon, Penn State in the whiteout a couple of weeks ago.
It's pop culture, man. It's celebrity. It's that's bananas. What that does.
But why is it not celebrity anymore? He's not celebrity anymore.
Because he's lost two of, there's three celebrities, two of them are gone.
No
They're
more
now
Rolly
in the
dances.
NFL.
No Rolly dances for the new quarterback.
I think I would equate it to the Tamagotchi phase of my life.
Tamagotchi was a moment in time.
For like a month, it felt like everybody had to get a Tamagotchi. Everybody talked about the Tamagotchi.
Got to keep it alive.
And then you get a Tamagotchi and you go, I left this in my drawer all day and this thing is dead.
What happened there? Now it's not a toy anymore. Now it's a dead animal.
And then you're like, do I want to start this over?
No.
I don't want to start this over. I'm out. A virtual animal?
I'm not responsible enough for this yet.
I got a real dog.
Nah, it's not happening. I feel like Chia Pets had the same moment in time. Chia Pets were a thing for a while.
Chia Pets a
you
good
water
one.
The Chia Pet every day and it grows. The hair comes out of the head or whatever kind of Chia
the
Pet
plant.
That you had to
plant.
The plant
would
grow. And then it just, you know.
You remember those commercials? Chia.
How could you forget? It's one of the most catchy jingles of all time. That is the perfect marriage of a really dumb product with a brilliant jingle, and everybody wanted a cha-cha-cha-cha-chia.
It really was a stupid product if you think about it.
Horribly
it's like,
dumb.
We're going to make a sheep or a pig vase,
right.
But we're going to put holes all over it,
yes.
And plants going to grow through it.
This one's a hedgehog. You want a hedgehog, chia pet? Huh? You want to grow your hedgehog out?
My wife and I, we have chia seeds at our house because chia seeds have been eaten since the Egyptians, don't you know?
Yes, a long time chia seeds have been used.
And they're supposed to be good for you. My wife puts chia seeds in her water.
Okay.
And sometimes she'll leave just a little bit of water at the end.
Uh-huh.
And she'll forget about her water, like she's two water bottles. She'll forget about it. And when she goes to it the next day, they already started sprouting.
They sprout that quick.
No, they do. Yeah. That's why the commercials would chia.
Now you got chia plants in your water bottle. Now you got to clean that thing out, man.
The last
Is there
time,
a taste to a chia seed?
No.
No taste at all?
No.
It's just the health benefit of it?
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
The last time I wanted a chia plant, I never really did as a kid. I thought they were fun commercials, but I never saw it and was like, oh, I need that.
I never had a chia pet in my life.
It's also funny we call it a pet.
Yeah, it's a chia pet, man.
It's literally a plant.
I'm growing a hedgehog. What are you talking about? I got an animal now.
Do you got roses? Do you call those plants? Do you call those pets?
Those are my rose plants outside, my rose pets outside.
I saw at one of these, like a TJ Maxx's, you know, they have those aisles with random stuff.
Probably.
That, like, gift ideas.
Yeah, buy the register that's relatively cheap, like discounted. These things are 30% off.
Yeah, and it's always like, hey, are you looking for a white elephant gift? And you're kind of like, yeah, this would be funny. A hot dog toaster?
Yeah.
They had a hot dog toaster. Yeah,
I mean, that's kind of a clutch gift right there. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but if you get it, it kind of sucks. Because you're like, I'm never really going to use this. So it's funny, but what am I doing with this?
Now it's one more thing taking up space in my cupboard.
There was a Chia Pet Bob Ross. And so it was this,
of all the Chia Pets that you could get me to buy, the Bob Ross one I might buy.
I really thought about it for like 5 minutes. I'm like, do I want a Bob Ross Chia Pet?
That'd be pretty cool. Put that in Arnie's, water it every day before you work out, watch his afro grow out. I'm not mad at that at all. Like, if I'm getting a Chia Pet, I'd rather have Bob Ross than I would a hedgehog. Let me ask you this. Now that you don't probably know the answer because you didn't have a Chia Pet, how long does it, like, stay green? Does it die? Is it, like, a permanent thing? Like, how long do you then, like, does it, do you have to get a new one after a while? Do the seeds go away? Does it wilter if you don't water it? Are these, does anybody know the answer to any of these questions?
These are very good questions.
Like, does it go for 6 months and then it's dead and then you got to go buy a new chia pet? Do seeds reproduce?
Do you have to buy new seeds versus, like, do you have to buy a new vase?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. That's probably how they've been in business for so long. They make you have to go buy a new vase after that. But I don't know. Can you cycle out the seeds of a chia and then redo it?
The sprouts, it says, lasts about 2 weeks to a month before
they
need to be refreshed.
And then you got
to
take them out and do it all over again. So I'm buying something that's only going to last 2 months?
Basically,
then I got to start all over again?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm out on the chia pet. Right call not buying those things.
I mean, yeah, but there still are a Bob Ross chia pet is top tier.
That's solid right there.
If you have a Bob Ross chia afro in your house somewhere
that's
or you did
good.
At some point,
that's pretty good.
You like to party.
I'm looking at other chia pet options and they've gotten creative. I'll give them credit. There's like dinosaur chia pets. There's what were the little guys in Star Wars, the little furry creatures,
Ewoks.
The Ewoks, you can get like an Ewok chia pet.
If you were I'm trying to think. If I was Ben Wallace or Julius Erving, I would have tried to capitalize on my name and made a Ben Wallace chia pet.
Anybody with an afro should have tried to do that.
A great afro, yeah. of any sort.
Dante Moore doesn't get enough credit for his afro. He's got a pretty good afro going on
right now. He does have a very good afro.
It's a good head of hair right there.
Yeah, Kaepernick.
Kaepernick was a solid afro.
I mean, once the NFL's like, yo, bud, we ain't dealing with the backup business of what you're doing.
Anybody with a good head of hair, like, I think you can even throw Troy Polamalu into this, too. Now, I know it wouldn't have been quite the same, but if you could, like, find a way to make him.
To make it go down?
Yeah, make it go down, a little hang down from the hair. He's one of the most recognizable hairdos of an athlete of all time.
I would say, I'd venture to guess, Chia Pet has to be. This could be a hot take.
Ooh.
It has to be a top 10 worst gift that anybody received for a birthday or Christmas.
Without a doubt.
Has to be.
Without a doubt. You're not excited. Oh, Chia Pet.
Thanks.
Thank you. Now I got to water this every day. Now you're giving me a job. You gave me a present that came with responsibilities. So I don't water it. The chia doesn't grow. Now I just got a bald Bob Ross hanging out on my counter.
I kind of want to make, what are the 10 worst gifts you can remember?
That's
like
pretty
socks
good.
Has to be in that category.
Socks when you're younger. Now that I'm older, socks are a gift from the gods at this point because I don't ever buy socks for myself and I'm not upset when people buy me socks because my socks, like 38% of them have holes in them.
I'm with you, but also I still have a feeling that when I see a package of socks, I'm like,
yeah, socks, huh? Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying you're excited. I'm just saying the practical nature of getting it, I'm 100%. Thankful for it. Then I could throw some of my socks with holes out.
I'm with you there.
Same with underwear. Like, nobody's excited when you open up underwear, but getting it every year. I get underwear and socks once a year, and it's Christmas morning. Outside of that, there's no socks and underwear getting purchased.
Random question for you. Why did they decide on packs of three for boxer briefs?
It's an absolute...
Is that like designed to make you buy more?
Yeah, it should be criminal is what it should be. The price of socks should also be criminal too. Like I went and bought my wife socks for Christmas last year because now we're at that point where it's like we got to start doing that.
That's the gift you got your wife.
I mean, I'm not saying it's the only gift I got, but it's one of the gifts. She also has holes in her socks, you know, practical husband here showing up. And I remember checking out and looking at the receipt like, wait a minute, that's how much... Four pairs of socks cost?
It's like $15.
This is insanity, man. You wear these things on your feet, and then you want to get the knockout brand, but then they get the holes in them a lot quicker.
It's crazy.
They cost way too much. In this economy, who can afford socks?
I just, Chia Pet's got to be in that.
It's got to be in the bunch. That's for sure one of the top 10 worst gifts, like as a kid that you could have gotten. And that would have been right in our heyday.
I don't think kids got Chia Pets. Was like an adult young thing? Like Swag's age. No offense, because Swag, I think, was like in his young 20s in 1992.
When did the Chia Pet come out?
I want to say peak Chia Pet was in that 92 to 95 range. I remember the commercial being very mid to early 90s vibe.
Let's see. Chia Pets were first introduced in 1977.
Okay, but...
With the release of the Chia Guy, a human-shaped planter, they gained significant popularity...
Swag says I'm right.
He gained significant popularity in the 1980s. Particularly in 1982 with the Chia Ram.
Oh, okay. So that commercial is even older than I thought.
And then it looks like about 2000 is when it kind of really, really took off. They had the jingle 2000? The entire time. That's what this is saying. It's Google AI, though, so I don't believe it. When they finally leased it with Looney Tunes characters, and that's when people started buying them.
Yeah. Chia Pet, fun, cool thing, catchy commercial, terrible gift.
That's a nice little analogy right there. Deion Sanders is the Chia Pet of college football. Had its moment in time, and now nobody's excited to see it anymore.
We are Bill Russell amount of days away from the tip-off of your Portland Trail Blazers. That would be six.
6 days away.
Six.
Less than a week.
Yeah.
Next week.
Maybe the GOAT.
Maybe look at all those rings.
11 rings.
How could he not be? Rings are the only thing that count.
Absolutely, sir.
He's got to be the GOAT.
You excited for NBA basketball to be back?
You know I'm jacked for NBA basketball.
I may or may not have an NBA jacket.
Oh, look at you. Hold on, let me check. So Tuesday's the opener, right? Tuesday's opening night in the NBA?
Yes.
I also have an NBA segment.
That
I'm contemplating.
Wait a minute. Am I calculating this incorrectly?
What do you mean? Are you wrong on your days?
We start October 22nd.
We start on Wednesday. The league, I think, starts on Tuesday. We don't play on opening night.
Okay.
I'm talking about NBA opening night.
Yeah.
There will be potentially, what game would it be? Oh, it'd be game 7 of the NLCS. That ain't happening.
Really?
Not happening.
Not going to antenna it up?
I don't think so. I don't think they're coming back on that one. So I will watch the NBA on Tuesday, October 21st. It'll be opening night.
We got a lot to get to today. We have two guests, Ryan Abraham of USC Football and Josh Pate. It's Pate State University Thursday, so we'll talk to him at 7:40. It's a loaded show. It's a Magic Hat Thursday as well. Casey is in for Swag today. Swag is roaming the halls, though.
He's here. He's present, here. Just in case. We're taking the training wheels off. This is a big day for Casey today.
Big day for Casey.
Don't screw anything up.
He wore a jersey in today. It's game day.
It's game day for Casey.
Let's go Steelers.
Yeah, there you go.
Playing Renegade over there, man.
A lot to get to. Let's get it going. Dirt and Sprague back with... it's my fault, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's totally your
fault. It's my... Yeah.
It's 100% on you. Own it.
I take those arrows.
Own it.
8 home runs is a lot of home runs.
That way they got off to such a good start too. You're like, oh my god, it's already 2-0. Here we go, and then whoa, what happened there?
I didn't play the game.
No, you were not involved in the game last night, as far as we know.
We'll start there. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Look, we got the magic hat we're going to get to. I'll just say this, okay? You can blame me, even though I didn't play in the game. I didn't pitch. I didn't no-show after the first inning offensively.
I thought I saw you on the mound last night. I thought you were out there.
I didn't stupidly choose to wear my white uniform after starting the series 2-0 with my turquoise. I didn't do those things. If I did anything yesterday, it was I gave you a winning home run prop bet because we had the Queen of Dongs on.
Yeah, she hit a bomb yesterday.
And she said Cal Raleigh plus 284.
I did not see that happen live because I had turned the game off at that point.
Well, I think it was the eighth inning. It was well in hand. It was like 12-2.
Out of here, man.
And then a Rosarena goes yard, Rowley goes yard. If anything, you should be thanking me.
Yeah.
That's my position today. You are welcome. I gave you some winning bets here.
At least you could have made some money off of a painful emotional loss and now wondering, are we going to blow a 2-0 series lead in the ALCS? The Mariners have never won 3 games in the ALCS.
As they say... You're mad at your dad. I'm mad at me.
Don't take this out on me.
It's not my fault. I still have the Mariner World Series ticket, okay?
I got a lot of family who lives in Seattle, and I kid you not, I am 36, nearly 37 years old. And never once in my nearly 37 years on this earth has any of my family in Seattle uttered the word Mariner to me in my entire life. Never
not at any one point.
Not at
even
anyone,
in 01?
Not even in 01. Wow. Not even mentioned.
No Griffey stuff?
No Griffey stuff when I was a kid. Like, I just nothing. You know what started yesterday? A mass family group text going into game. They didn't even say anything. There was nothing for game one, nothing for game two. Out of nowhere yesterday, a mass family group text starts, and it just phones vibrating every 7 seconds. I didn't even have, I have family members. I don't even have their phone numbers. Then they're in this group.
You were asking her, like, on the side, whose number
I didn't even ask. I just muted the conversation because it wouldn't stop buzzing my phone. And I just thought, is this worse than when you all became 12s for 16 months and then forgot the NFL existed and I haven't heard from you on the Seahawks since then about 10 years ago? It was nonstop last night.
I have family up in that area too. And what's funny about the Mariners, because we have a lot of loyal, diehard Mariner fans that
yes.
listen to the show. Luke is doing a show in Seattle today because he's going to game four.
He's doing the show in Seattle.
He's doing happy hour to Odyssey offices in Seattle.
In Seattle.
And then he's going to go to game four. So I commend those people. But I also have the same kind of people in my life that you have. This was my dad.
Out of nowhere.
My dad has lived in the Tacoma area forever. His entire life.
Yeah.
Okay? He texted me during the 15-inning game, randomly.
Friday night.
Has never texted me about Mariners all season. We're 160-plus games into the year. Man, jitterbugs all over. Almost gave up on Munoz. Relief. I said,
what? Are you a Mariner fan?
You're not a Mariner fan, man.
Where is this
he
coming
goes,
from?
More than any other MLB team,
no,
but not a true blue fan. Tonight's probably the first full game I'm watching. Still alive.
And then you get the text about, what's up with this bullpen? What's going on here? Like, you don't know. There's been 170 games. You haven't watched any of them yet.
That was the offense Toronto showed against the Yankees.
That offense showed up last night. They
eight
did.
Home runs in total.
Yeah.
Five from the Toronto Blue Jays. Kirby got lit up like a Christmas tree.
He did. That thing got ugly. I don't know why they left him in so long. That was my only head scratcher of the night. I just after he gave, what did he give up? Four in the third inning, second or third
yeah,
inning?
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah.
Or five. He gave up five in the third. Like, that should be it for you. You give up five in the third, you're down 5-2. Like, I know maybe you feel like you trust him or he can go back out there or you wanted to save your bullpen. Like, I just, the idea of kind of punting on a game, he clearly didn't have it. First two innings were fine. Third inning, he got lit up. And at that point, you got to go, all right, this isn't working. Let's give our offense a chance here. You then gave up one in the fourth. He gave up one in the fourth, two more in the fifth. They finally took him out. It wasn't like the bullpen did much better, but I would have taken him out earlier.
I think in that situation, like, when you get pummeled like that, I think you kind of just take your medicine and you go, we're up 2-0.
Yeah.
We're not, you know, getting a sweep, even though Sprague thought it was going to happen. Pretty hard to do against a team that talented.
Yes, it is.
If you don't go into game four, pucker factor. Just come on. You're up 2-1.
Are you going to do it again? You're doing it again? I think you're doing it again right now.
I
think you're doing it again.
Don't.
You're treading lightly.
Don't do that.
You're treading lightly.
Don't do that.
Careful over there.
I have no home run props.
We're getting random tweets from Mariner fans. Damn it, Sprague! Damn it! How's the bottom of there?
You know, I'll tell you what. I told you guys yesterday, if you want to use me as a reference, I'll be the biggest team player of your life.
Yeah.
If your team loses or chokes 2-0 lead away in the series,
damn it, Jimmy!
I'll be your Huckleberry.
You'll be the guy.
Send those messages to me.
You're gonna be on your cutout face is gonna be on bulletin boards all over Safeco for
make
tailgaters.
Me a dartboard.
You know what I mean? You're the dartboard right now
make
in Seattle.
Make me a Mariner dartboard.
It's over. You go to the World Series. I'm with you. The pucker factor doesn't happen until you're trailing tonight.
What inning are you trailing?
Doesn't matter to me. Like, I just think if you come out and give up like a 2-run shot in the top of the first inning, you're telling me you're not going to pucker? You know you're puckered. They're already puckered. It's 2-1.
Here's the problem with that. They did that a couple times against the Tigers. They responded every time.
The Tigers also have like one guy with a batting average over .220.
Well, you're not wrong there. How were the Tigers the best team in baseball for like 5 months?
I don't know.
Did anybody else wonder that watching that team? Then they were legitimately
like the worst team in baseball for the last 6 weeks of the season. They were terrible. And they somehow beat the Guardians and then push you to five games.
They averaged out, didn't they?
They did. They kind of evened out at the end of the year. Yeah, the pucker factor isn't there yet. You did what you needed to do. Toronto has to win tonight. Like, if you're up 3-1,
still on them.
Without a doubt, if you're up 3-1, the series is over. Like, I'm 100%. I don't see Toronto against all of Seattle's arms winning three in a row, even with only one more game left in Seattle. Even if they win game five, it's like you still got two more chances to go back to Toronto and close the thing out. And I trust your pitching to be able to do that. And they clearly showed that they could hit at that ballpark.
You got eight hits yesterday. Yesterday wasn't necessarily about your offense. I know your two runs came kind of late when it was over. But, like, who's on it? Is it Castillo on the bump today?
I'm assuming Castillo is throwing today. Yeah.
If Castillo is just his normal self, Which, what was CZR? Was it high threes, fours?
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Because their pitching was still good, but it's still like it took a jump in ERA, but their offense finally produced.
Yes.
If Castillo's his normal self, breathe a little bit, man.
He's had a nice little break, too, because I don't think he's thrown...
Since the Tiger game.
Since game five, he came in relief. So he has not thrown since last Friday night. Now we're on to Thursday. So he's had a full rest, and that was only an inning and a third. He did start game, was it two of the series, I think? I can't remember which one. He started one of the games early on in the series, and they did win. He only went 4 2/3, so he didn't last a ton. But he's back on the hill today. He was really good when he came in relief on Friday. All the momentum is still on your side. But I will tell you, like the second you're trailing in that game, and I don't care if it's early or late, like if they have a nice offensive start again tonight on Castillo and you think, uh-oh, now we got to go to the bullpen quickly, the pucker factor will kick in immediately for Seattle. I think I saw the odds on teams that go up 2-0 and then lose game three. It's like, you know, 20% of the time or somewhere in that range, they don't go on to win the series. It's a little bit less than that in terms of if you won the first two games on the road and then lose game three at home, it's like 70% of the time you go on to win the series. So they're like, all the math is still in their favor. But tonight all of a sudden took an interesting turn, because if Seattle wins last night, the thing's over. You're not winning four in a row if you're Toronto. So at least there's a little intrigue one more night, because I tend to agree with something you texted the other day. Game one of Dodgers and Brewers was pretty good. Came down to the last out. They had the bases loaded in the ninth inning. Like, that was a good game.
You know what's weird about that? I think you're right. I did kind of like, I don't know why, I thought that guy was going to strike out. And then he struck out on that pitch. I'm like,
yeah, up at his head. Like, just take the pitch and we're tied. I think it was a full count. Like, just don't swing the bat. And all of a sudden we got a tie game.
Yeah.
But outside of that, the first two games in Toronto were kind of duds. Not if you're a Mariner fan, you loved them, but kind of duds. Game three last night was over in the fourth inning. Like, I turned the game off.
When it got to about, what was it, 9-2?
Yeah.
Like, you knew
when Vladdy
hit
that bomb, I'm like, all right, good night. You're not coming back from this. And then I'll keep an eye on the score just in case it's like 8-6 all of a sudden in the seventh inning. Game two in Milwaukee was a dud. Yamamoto shut him down. The Brewers couldn't mount anything offensively. And so
Brewers have like three hits in the series.
Yeah, we're five games total into the LCS, and I'd say one of them has been a good game. So at least from that angle, I'm excited as a baseball fan that it's like, all right, now tonight there's a little more juice going into game four. If Seattle's up 3-0, it's a coronation tonight.
Who was on the broadcast last night? I'm forgetting. Was it Davis?
I think it was Joe Davis, was it not? Isn't it Davis and Smoltz calling it?
I don't know if Davis knows that ballpark very well. There was like half those home runs, it felt like he thought they were just routine pop-ups, and the camera would start showing the crowd rising.
He knows Seattle so well that he doesn't think any ball is going to get out of that ballpark because it's so hard to hit there. So he just assumes it's a routine fly ball.
Okay, well, there were a few that he was like, and he hits it to right. He's going back! Back!
Back!
And it's like, that looked like it was pretty solidly hit, dude.
He's probably too busy watching Dodgers batting practice on his phone while calling the game.
You're probably not wrong.
Biased bastard. He's probably cutting up a turkey in the middle of the inning.
He's getting ready to call another Dodger World Series.
He's calling Dodger World Series, and he's eating turkey. Focus, Joe Davis. Focus. It's the ALCS.
The Magic Hat, it's next. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1, The Fan. All right, let's get to the Magic Hat. It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically a bunch of topics,
yeah,
and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. Dirt highlighting a funny moment yesterday that's not funny, but kind of funny. Tyson Alger being on with the firm of Harris and Marang and just talking about the giddiness and excitement he has about going to his first Major League Baseball playoff game.
Never had a chance. I heard him on the firm yesterday driving home. I've never had the chance to go to a Mariner playoff game. There haven't been many opportunities over the last 25 years, and he missed the last run, I'm assuming, and then couldn't get up there for the Detroit series.
That's tough timing.
That's brutal, dude.
It's tough timing.
As somebody who's traveled to see his team, I drove to Phoenix, Arizona to watch my team lose in a Final Four.
That one's tough, dude. You've been to national championship game and seen your team lose.
Nothing is worse than losing a Final Four game and then realizing you have to drive 20 hours to get home.
You know, in any circumstance, really, and I know they weigh themselves out.
Yeah.
In any circumstance, I would venture to say that every sports fan of any team, no matter what, always walks away if their team loses and thinks they're a jinx, they can't do it again.
Every time.
I had this feeling for 10 minutes at a 49ers preseason game.
You're the jinx in a preseason game?
I was
game?
Like, I don't think I ever want to go to another home game because I don't like watching them lose a preseason game that I didn't care about. What would I feel like as a regular season game?
I'm worried about this with Teddy Ballgame, dude. Is he the duck jinx? First time I take him to a game, they end an 18-game home winning streak? Do I have a jinx on my hands here? Am I allowed to take him back?
What if you took him to another game and they lost?
He's not going to the USC game, I'll tell you that much. We got to wait. Who do we got non-conference next year? You can go one of those, buddy. I need an automatic dub. We got to get the. We got to wash this stink off after that one.
He's not going again until they play Oregon State.
That's right. Give me an easy layup and you can be there. Outside of that, if there's something in question, maybe you can go to Wisconsin. I feel pretty good about Wisconsin.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat. This is a Casey edition.
Ooh.
This is Casey's first full show.
Yes.
Swag's he's lingering around. He's over hanging there. In the back in the hallways in the dark. But Casey's kind of running the show today.
Well, Swag's going to Palm Springs, so we got to figure this out today. This is his last trial run. He's got we're a hard launch tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
All right, Casey, what's the first in the Magic Hat?
How's your driving?
Look, we all have moments where we're admittedly not the greatest drivers, right? But for the most part, I think we're good. I like to think I'm a good driver.
I like to think I'm a good driver.
How about this news report from Colorado?
Nope. I know there is a tally on the rock.
This rock in a parking lot in Aurora has a wild body count. Whoa, how'd they let him say that on TV? It keeps bumping and grinding with passing cars and trucks. This is very inappropriate, but it's better now that the locally famous Mississippi Rock has been removed from the median where it claimed cars, trucks. Oh, fuck, that's a fuck ambulance on the rock. Well, not anymore, wise guy.
Wait.
No fucking trouble today. We spotted their ambulance make it safely around the median. But other vehicles clipped the curb.
What is happening?
Just a bump now that the rocky road's been removed.
First of all, I'm blown away. How do you not see two great big two-ton boulders?
But plenty of drivers apparently don't.
They assume it's grass, you know? And they just like, it. And then they figure out there's two big boulders in it.
The property manager told us he was sick of the $1,000 bill for the forklift in labor every time they had to put the rock back after a completely avoidable crash.
My father is blind on that side. Wears an eye patch. Can perfectly avoid them every time. I don't understand why it's so hard.
Just be warned. That rock is gone. But the kind of drivers who would high center their vehicles on an obvious rock, they're still on the roads.
You should look this up. That was News 9 in Aurora.
What is happening?
By the way, their ambulance dispatch, Falk.
Okay.
F-A-L-C-K. That's why he jokingly said it the way he said it. So I know you got nervous.
I got a little nervous there.
It sounds like some F-bombs.
A little uncomfortable.
So if you go look up this video, this news report, it is like...
We're just talking a boulder in the median?
Yeah. It's an obvious curb... That is, like, has other rocks in it, and there's these big boulders in them. And for some reason, all of these cars go over this big median, and then they get high-centered on a big boulder.
What?
So they had to remove the rocks, because as you heard in the report, it's $1,000 per relocating the rock.
People are really stupid. This is example number 1,642.
How can you be this bad at driving?
I don't know.
When you find it, you're going to be blown away how the bad these drivers are.
I had two driving stories actually recently. Saturday down in Eugene, I got there parked in the media lot. And I got there early enough because I got to get there for the show and all that. So I get a pretty decent spot in the parking media lot. But there is a rock in the middle of the lot. The cars kind of have to park around. It's like a grass lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we park. And there was a Tesla that pulled in two cars after me. And so I park and I'm about 10 feet away from the boulder. Another car parks next to me, and then it's like a little bit of space, and then the boulder, and the guy was telling this gal driving a Tesla, you need to park right here. Like, wedge it in between this other car and the boulder.
Oh, no.
And she's, like, looking all nervous, like, okay, and starts backing up, and then you just hear, like a crunch as it's hitting the side of the rock, and then she pulls forward, and she, like, rolls down her window. I'm not gonna fit! Starts yelling at the parking attendant. I'm just like, I'm getting the hell out of here. Last night, we were going for a walk about 7-something at night, and there was a car in our neighborhood that backed up too far and backed into another car on the other side of the street, hit one of their neighbor's cars.
Was it a whoopsie-daisy, everything was good, or was it, like, damage done?
There wasn't a ton of damage. Like, they weren't going super fast. It wasn't like I hit the gas pedal and you speed back. It was more of a slow, but you just heard, like, a boom. You're like, what the hell? You turn around and you see a car backing into another car.
So where my kid plays soccer, the parking lot gets pretty packed. And so some parents, in desperation because they're late, they'll park outside of the parking lot. But the road that it's on is a very busy road. It's one of these like two-lane country roads. And so on the side of that road, there's very little space. And then it goes down into an embankment.
Mm.
When we left, a truck had parked on that side. But it clearly had slid because it was wet and muddy.
Starting to slide a little bit.
The truck was fully flipped on the embankment. The fender was bent up. And I'm like, oh, that guy doesn't know yet.
He has no idea what he's going to walk back into.
It just got ruined that Saturday.
You just built a house on the North Carolina shore. Congratulations. Your home is in the ocean.
Same, yeah.
See you later.
Yeah, that thing gone. Yeah. All right, Casey, what's next in the old magic hat?
All right, up next, in 2025... this is a problem.
You know what's perfect about this? I put this up yesterday on my show sheet, not knowing at all what Casey was going to be wearing to the show.
Yeah.
How in the year 2025 can your football team not have a field that sucks?
It's because they share it, man. That's what happens when you share a field.
Did you see what happened?
Their
kicker Boswell this weekend kicked a really good field goal against the Browns. As he hits his plant leg, his foot completely disappears into the turf. Images have come out in Pittsburgh at formerly known as Heinz Field, whatever it is now. It's real grass.
Acrosure Stadium.
Acrosure.
Nobody calls it Acrosure.
Nobody does.
It's real grass. It's the worst field in football, and that's a hot take because the Giants stadium exists.
Yeah, I want to say other grass ones that get a lot of complaints. Arizona's got a lot of complaints over the years. I know that. I think San Francisco has dealt with this from time to time. But this is a problem when they share their stadium with Pitt. Pitt plays their home games there, and so you got other football players out there tearing it up.
You're a billion-dollar franchise,
I know.
Dude.
It doesn't make any sense. If I were an NFL owner, one of the most important things to me
is the pitch.
Would be the playing surface and making sure it's as sound as possible because guys can get hurt doing this. I would have natural grass and nobody else would touch it other than my NFL team.
The team is complaining about this publicly. Yes. They're like, this is ridiculous.
And they're all saying, like, we'd rather play on grass than turf, but not if it's like this and there's no footing anywhere you go. It just doesn't make any sense why you would do it.
Yeah, it's 100% justified because Chris Boswell is, the fourth most accurate kicker in the league right now?
I venture to say he might be the best kicker in football.
What if he tore his ACL doing that? What if he slips and you tear a knee up?
Seriously. And he single-handedly wins games for the Steelers. That's just something you have to protect.
It's ridiculous.
No.
It's 2025.
Come on, man. Come on.
It's like having to watch a basketball game with an antenna. More Magic Hat next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, we roll on with the Magic Hat here on a Thursday. Dan Lanning not very happy yesterday. We'll talk about that at 7. Big week.
A little spicy Dan yesterday.
I'm kind of torn a little bit here. I think he has every right to be spicy.
Yeah, not happy after you lose a game.
I also can't always blame media members for, like, having follow-up stuff to something that was such a big moment. You know what I mean?
It's a weird spot. There's an understanding of both sides of this one.
Poll question is up, by the way. If your team loses a game you attend, do you walk away feeling like a jinx? Yeah. Yes or no?
We got people texting in, by the way, that totally. Oh, me and my buddies were texting, and I wore my Ken Griffey jersey last night as opposed to my Julio jersey. I blame myself for that beatdown.
Really?
That's a thing. I'm telling
Griffey.
You. It's a thing.
We had one of our listeners, Mike, send a DM of a picture of him and maybe his kid at the Lumen Field.
Mm-hmm.
He's wearing a Saints jersey. He says, I have a friend that's an assistant NFL coach. They've never won a game I've attended.
Wow.
Hawaii beat Purdue, Oregon State beat UW, and Seattle beat the Saints. Wow. I am bad luck.
You're the curse. So we have a Nathan in Salem said, I'm a Saints fan. I was at the Beastquake in Seattle. You definitely walk away from that feeling like a jinx. That was on me, man. That was on me.
You saw an all-time play, though.
You did.
Let's roll on in the Magic Hat.
Will they get more?
Yeah, so did you see Travis Hunter? Liam Cohen came out and said, basically, hey, we're going to get him more involved in the offense.
I did not see that.
Yeah, he came out and was trying to defend
Duval.
Everything. And
what's his catch count at this point in the year?
Man, I don't know. It's not great. His stats aren't eye-popping. Like,
no, well, in corners sometimes don't have iPod. He has 20 catches for 197 yards. Like, no touchdowns.
I think this is just a true statement. He's a good corner.
Yeah.
And he's a good receiver.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's great.
I mean, that was the whole point of when they drafted him and how they went about getting him. It wasn't just using a top 10 pick on him. It was trading next year's first round pick to go get him for a guy that you weren't quite sure if he would ever be a number one wide receiver or a number one corner type.
Mm. I just don't know if I'd buy it.
His catches last week in the loss to Seattle, he had 7 targets, 4 catches for 15 yards.
Yeah, their offense was completely
and the long was
down.
14 yards. Everything else must have been a screen. I don't remember
well,
every highlight of that game.
Well, that's what they've been trying to do is little pitch tosses or little screen passes to get him going.
I mean, it's early in his career, so I'm not going to have any grandiose statement, but I think we all agreed at the time of that's a lot to pay for a guy
that's
good. There's no doubt that he's good, and there's no doubt that he can help your football team. But to pay a future first and the number 2 overall pick on that?
That's usually for a quarterback.
It felt like a bit of a reach. His season high, by the way, in receiving yards was against the Chiefs. He had 64 yards.
That was his big game.
That was his big game.
What's the next one, Casey? What's in the old Magic Hat?
Living the high life.
I love a good high life.
I don't know if you're going to like this.
Uh-oh.
You know that cat that popped the insurance guy? Luigi Mangione?
Oh, yeah, Luigi.
So I just saw a story that in prison, the ladies have lost their damn minds about this cat.
Oh.
He is so sexy to them. He's so wanted. He is the lustful desire of their eye.
Is he in a co-ed prison right now?
No, he's in a maximum lockup situation.
I'd imagine so.
Living, reportedly, a great life.
Oh.
He has $40,000 in the commissary where he is at because of how much money lady fans
are just
have been
giving
donating.
Donating him money.
Just like, you're hot. I love you. I love what you stand for. Here's $1,000.
Here's money. Where's all this?
Like, think about that. He's behind
disposable
bars.
Disposable income come from.
And he can just get any and everything he wants because he's so hot.
Such a weird thing.
I'm guessing they didn't read the manifesto.
Yeah, manifesto.
I think some of them agree with his manifesto.
Maybe they
sadly.
Like the manifesto. I mean, that could be part of the problem there.
Pro-murder.
Pro-murder. Hell yeah, dude. Hell yeah. It's a very weird thing. I didn't get to that point in life of giving people you don't know money.
Well,
like, there's nobody. There are people who you find incredibly beautiful and attractive, and all, you know, they stood for things that you believed.
But we had this dude. Women like would see him in trial and lose their minds about it.
There's nobody alive on the planet Earth that I don't know that I would give money to.
It's a weird thing.
I even feel that way about politicians. Like, nah, you don't need my money.
The obsession with criminals, especially dark, sadistic ones.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
What is that?
I don't know.
And should we be, like, bringing you in for treatment if that's your life?
Yeah, I would say so.
You know what I mean?
I would say so. If you were writing love letters to, like, Charles Manson over the years, I would say that you probably need a psych check. Let's go ahead and do a deep dive into what's going on in your brain.
Yeah.
Should you be a functioning member of society? Because I would argue you are not.
I tend to agree with that, yeah. What's the next one we got there, Casey?
All right. This dude ain't it.
Yeah, dude, I...
Uh-oh.
I feel like this is the fourth or fifth time I've heard this.
Uh-oh.
So I'll just play it for you.
As a leader of this team,
of
the Miami Dolphins,
You
know, the comments that had been said, I would say I've made a mistake, and
you think so?
I'm owning up to that right now.
Yeah,
you
did.
You know, I've talked to guys on the team about it, talked to the leaders about it, and, you know, that they know my heart. They know that the intent was right, but no matter the intent, you know, the intent can be right, but when things get misconstrued or however the media wants to portray it,
yeah, it's their fault.
You know, that leaves a void of silence and a lot of questions for the guys on our team.
Definitely their fault.
Now, being 1-5, you know, we talk a lot about, all right, we got to get this going. We got to get this going. Come in excited to go to work. Forget about the noise. And I feel like I just added on to that for our guys.
Yeah, first of all, yeah, you did.
You tag Ovalia.
You added the noise. Also, I understand we live in a divisive time, okay? We have different algorithms and whatnot. Can't we just from time to time agree on a universal stance of why is this the media's fault?
You said what you said. They reported what you said, and it became the media's fault.
You started the entire thing off with apologizing for what you said.
Your head coach had to come out and correct what you said.
And then you threw in...
You took no accountability.
The media spin thing? And people, like, is anybody buy that?
It's just fake news. You tell me your quotes after the game are fake news. Is that what you're trying to go with here, Tua?
McDaniel's probably going to get fired. Greer's probably going to get fired.
That whole thing needs to be blown up.
He clearly doesn't know how to be a leader.
No.
I would argue he's never really had to be a leader in his life. He was probably an amazing high school football player. And then he goes to Alabama. You're telling me that guy was the leader of Alabama?
Yeah.
Not a chance. That's a Nick Saban team. And then he comes in the NFL. He's hated by his coach.
Well, the first time he won a title, he wasn't even the starting quarterback till the national championship game.
Exactly.
That way it was Jalen Hurts' team.
He is like a worse version of Jameis, because Jameis will at least be comically what he thinks a quarterback should be.
Yeah.
Tua doesn't know, and then Tua tries to be a serious version that doesn't translate at all. He ain't it. That dude ain't a leader. That's not a franchise quarterback. God bless everybody involved with that remaining contract.
Yeah, he's got, they have an out of the deal in 2027. They can't really get out of it until then unless they are willing to eat. Next year, you know what his dead cap hit would be?
Oh, I don't want to know.
$99.2 million. Right now his dead cap money is $137 million. So... I mean, that thing is careening into the side of the mountain. Everybody will get fired. Everybody should get fired. If
he'll be there, too.
Understanding. He should be there, but I would just cut him. I'd just get rid of him.
I'd wait one more year and
you're
then
you're tanking anyways. You're not winning anything. Yeah. Just eat the dead money. Get rid of him. Let's start anew.
$100 million? You can't eat $100 million.
Why not, dude? The owner's worth $1 billion.
What's the highest one we had again? The debt? Wasn't it Russ?
Probably Russ.
And he was like 80? Dude, $100 million is crazy. You got to wait for the next year. He's just got to be your backup.
Broncos made the playoffs after eating $80 million.
No, I get it. Now they're on a quarterback contract, but that ain't going to happen for everybody. You're going to eat that contract and probably still suck.
$100 million, man. They $85 million in dead money after cutting Russell Wilson.
And you want them to
now you can spread it over multiple years. You can spread it. Spread it out. Write it off. It's all they're doing. They're just writing it off.
All right, there's the Magic Hat. We do every Thursday starting at 6:30. Loaded second hour. Kick it off. Dan Lanning, a little spicy going into Rutgers. Hour 2, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1. Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.